Guys.
So,
Madhuri, you can take over now. You can share the presentation. Yeah. So nice. Anyway, I thought it's too tight. Just like that, they can be super.
Mataji, am I audible?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Mataji. Yeah, thank you all for joining us for today's parikrama. We will start yesterday. We were doing Nandagaon and we couldn't finish Vrindakund. So we will start from there and we will go to the next day. So let's begin our prayers. Let's pray to Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and all the Guru Vargas that and all the devotees that we will be able to finish our parikrama. Especially today we have to pray to Tulsi Maharani because we are seeing her kund. So we'll begin. Some of you who have gone to Vrindakund, you might be remembering the route, right? It's in between of there are not even proper roads. The roads are like this. So this is Vrindakund, and as we were discussing, from Vrindakund we can see Nandishwar Parvat, and this was actually taken care by Madhav Das Babaji, but when he was leaving his body, Vrindadevi herself asked Madhav Das Babaji Maharaj to give it to ISKCON devotees. So now ISKCON devotees are taking care of Vrindakund, and His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu actually is taking care. Very nicely, very beautiful deities, very nice temple. These are the deities of Vrindadevi. So Vrindadevi has a molten gold complexion. She likes to wear blue garments and she's decorated with pearls. And there is a pearl on the tip of her nose. She's extremely beautiful. Her father is Chandrabanu. Her mother is Pullara Devi. And she has a husband, Mahipal. And her sister is Manjari Devi. So let's see some. So let's see some glories of Vrindadevi. Like, let's see who she is. So if we know Vrindavan, we are not saying it Radhavan or Krishnavan. We are saying it Vrindavan because she is the she owns the forest. She in all the 12 forests of Vrindavan, she is widely spread, and but she offered that forest to Radharani. We have seen that pastime where Radharani is very, very pleased with Tulsi Maharani, that Tulsi is always always wanting to serve. And we have seen that pastime where Radharani performs the marriage of Tulsi Maharani and Sri Krishna. So every day what happens is, we know that Krishna has the morning pastimes, afternoon pastimes, evening, and then night. So they have different places. Morning pastimes, meeting spot is here, and afternoon is at Radhakund, and evening is at Radha Govinda Dev temple in Vrindavan. So every day Purnamasi comes with her granddaughter Nandimukhi every early morning, and she plans about the pastimes. So that's why this is also called as Braj Leela Commission happens here, because now they discuss today Vrindadevi has different warehouses. Like, she has everything handy. If Krishna wants to become like somebody else, immediately he will become. If Radharani wants to become like something else, immediately she'll have everything in the warehouse ready. So various warehouses she has, and she is the one, like a movie director, like she is the one who directs everything. Where it should happen, how it should happen. And if it has to happen, there need to be that environment and it should be facilitated, right? So everything she takes care of, like guarding, if somebody has to come, they will come. If somebody has to not come, then she will guard and she takes care of everything. And if you see the picture here also in the deities, like she has a lotus and on top of it, she has a parrot. She has a parrot. So Vrinda Devi, if we go to Vrindakund, you will see like there are lots of parrots, so many parrots on the trees. That is the place where we see lots and lots of parrots because her main parrot is called yellow parrot. It's called Daksha. The parrot's name is Daksha and Daksha has so many parrot disciples. So what will they do? They will give like no mobile phones, right? So they are like the mobile phones. They just go around Vrindavan. They come back to Vrinda Devi. They keep updating what is happening there, what is happening here. So they keep updating everything. So Vrinda Devi's messengers are the parrots. And this is here. Actually, here is the temple. And we know that Vrinda Devi has lots of names. In Padma Puran, almost there is 30 pages of glories of Tulsi Maharani that is mentioned. And we know the different names of Tulsi Maharani, Vishwa Jeevani, Vishwa Pavani, Krishna Pujita, Krishna Jeevani, sorry. I wrote it here. Yeah. Krishna Jeevani, Nandini, Pushpasara, Tulasi, Vishwa Pavani, Vishwa Pujita, Vrindavani, and Vrinda. So, and we know our Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he every day used to chant in front of Tulasi Maharani. What all rounds he is doing? He's called Namacharya, right? He used to chant near Tulsi Maharani. So, Tulsi Maharani is like, we can understand how potent she is and how. Like if, many times I heard also senior devotees say, if you are sleepy or if your chanting is not attentive, you can chant in front of Tulsi Maharani. So she is the one, if you have to actually get bhakti, that is what we sing in the Vrinda Tulsi Aarti. Every day we sing, right? So we are asking her to give us bhakti and so an eternal residence in Vrindavan, we are asking her. That means that Aarti itself is saying that if we are asking her to grant us the permission of eternal residence, that means we know that if we have to go to Vrindavan, we cannot just go by buying a ticket. We need the mercy of Srimati Tulsi Devi. So Vrindavan is completely under Vrinda Devi's grace. Without the mercy of her, it is not possible to enter the pastimes. So Padma Puran mentions that Tulsi Devi's qualities. It is mentioned that just by looking at Tulsi, our sins are removed. By touching her, one becomes purified. All diseases are removed by praying to her. Fear of death is destroyed by watering her. Just by planting or transplanting her, one achieves realization of Supreme Personality of Godhead. If someone offers her leaves at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Srimati Tulsi Devi will award liberation and devotion. It is mentioned in Shastra that all places of pilgrimage on this planet and in the millions of universes take shelter in a Tulsi leaf. These are not my words. Indradyumna Maharaj has mentioned when he spoke about glories of Vrinda Devi. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, Lord Chaitanya says, just as a fish cannot live when taken out of water, so I cannot remain alive in separation of Srimati Tulsi Maharani. So that's how it is said that if we don't offer Tulsi on our offering plate, Krishna doesn't even look at that plate. So we can understand how dear is Tulsi Maharani to Krishna. And all the she mercifully came onto this into this material world in the form of Tulsi. So all the Lakshmis are expansion of Radharani, and all the Tulsi plants that we are seeing are the expansions of Srimati Tulsi Devi. And if we, like in the Vrindakund that area, like if you come little behind, there is a place called Gupta Kund. So what is a Gupta Kund? So Gupta means secret, right? So Radharani Radharani used to come and cook for Krishna here. I told you, right, in Nandagaon, every day she used to come to Yashoda Maya's house, Nanda Bhavan, and she used to cook. And one day she said to the gopis that, hey, I heard that there is a garden which is very close to Nanda Bhavan. It is very, very beautiful. So maybe we have to go there. She was telling to the gopis, you know, that all the gopis will come. Then they serve to Krishna. I think Yashoda Maya has a maid, Dhanishta. She will, offer what all Radharani has cooked. And then sometimes Krishna would tease that. And Radharani would observe from a window, seeing if Krishna is eating nicely or not. And Radharani is known for making these Manohar Laddus very nicely. Near Vrindakund, they sell sometimes Manohar Laddus full of ghee. So when Dhanishta served one time, then Krishna keeps a face like not good, purposefully to tease Radharani. And then she sees other Gopa boys eat so nicely. Then she understands that Krishna is teasing. So she is cooking for Krishna. And she says to gopis that we have to visit this garden. This garden is very beautiful. Then what happens? Then she visits this Gupta Kund, this the Vrinda Kund. And then all the gopis were there. Then Krishna, there is a nearby Goshala of Nanda Maharaj. So what will Krishna do? Krishna will go to that Goshala. Then Radharani looks at Krishna and she will be asking like, hey Lalita, what is that monsoon? When she sees Krishna, she thinks like this. She says that, what is that monsoon cloud with, you know, a golden lightning, and what is that rainbow? And one rainbow is upside down and I see birds are flying. What is that? What is that? She will ask. Then Lalita Sakhi will say, oh, Radhe, you know, what is that? That monsoon cloud is the broad chest of Krishna. We know Krishna is in that monsoon cloud color, right? And the constant yellow lightning is the Pitambar, his yellow Pitambar dhoti. And that rainbow is his peacock feather. And the upside down rainbow is his Vanamala garland. And the birds are the pearl necklace of Krishna. Then Radharani understands, oh, this is Krishna. Then immediately a lotus flower opens and the golden throne comes in the center. Radha and Krishna will be sitting, and first 8 petals will come. Then 8 Ashtasakis will sit on the petals. Then 8 becomes 16. Then 16 will come. Then 32. Then 32 Sakis will come. Then it becomes 64. Then 64 gopis, Sakis will come. Like that, it keeps increasing and increasing and increasing. And this is called as Yoga Peet. We have 3 different yoga peets, 3 different meeting places. So this is the morning pastime meeting places. This is the yoga peet of Radha and Krishna's meeting spot in the morning time. So this is Gupta Kund. So we will take the blessings of Gupta Kund, because this, to talk about Gupta Kund, I am not at all qualified, but I am just telling you all what I heard. So that is Gupta Kund. And next week, there is actually, if you remember Little Krishna videos, they showed that Krishna grows pearls, right? So this is the Moti Kund, where he grew the moti, the pearls. So that village is there also nearby Nandagaon. And they say that these trees give some, you know, roundish fruits like the pearls only. Krishna grew pearls, right? So like that, the Rajvasis say that they look like that pearl. So this is the Moti Kund. And Nandagaon is over, Mataji. Should we go to the next day, Mataji?
Yes, yes. We are supposed to go. We are falling behind.
Yes. So next is, actually there is no map. Because in the book, they were doing Srila Prabhupada's Disappearance Day celebrations. But on the way, Maharaj mentioned that we are going to Kadiravan. So we will, here also there is some nice, beautiful pastimes. So Kadiravan is our day 18 parikrama. And what happens is, before we go to Kadiravan from Nandagram, when we are going, there is a village called Anjanaka. It's on the southwest of Nandagram and 5 kilometers northeast of Varsana. It's on the Varsana and Chata Road. I wrote a spelling mistake. There's one more H here. So this Anjanauk is actually One time on Radharani was about to apply her kajal, and then she hears Krishna playing the flute, so she will leave everything and she will run to him. Then Krishna will make her sit on a flower asan, and then he looks at Radharani's eyes, and then there is no kajal. Then she says, like she came running to meet him. So Krishna himself will apply the kajal to him, kajal to Radharani. That's why it is called as Anjanaka, because he applies Anjana to Radharani. So that is that village we will cross, and then we will go to Kadiravan. So Kadiravan, we know that after the 12th forest, this is the 7th forest, and this is east side of Nandagaon and 10 kilometers northeast of Varsana. Adi Varaha Purana says, anyone who visits this forest will ascend to Lord's abode. So there is a village by name Bakathara. We know that Bakasura demon, right? So Krishna, at this time, he's taking care of calves, and then he comes to this place for fetching water to the, you know, the cows keep moving, right? So he brings the cows to this village, and they were drinking water. The boys also drank water. That is when Bakasura demon came, and we know how Bakasura swallows Krishna, and the cowherd boys almost fainted. And Krishna's, you know, radiation was like so much burning and so much heat that Bakasura spits him out, and then Krishna opens his beak, and then Bakasura is killed. So the lesson that we have to learn from Bakasura is duplicity. Bakasura represents duplicity. We know that every demon represents, we can take lessons from every demon. So Prabhupada many times says devotee means simplicity. And what is simplicity? Which means no duplicity. Simplicity means you will not have any duplicity. So we should pray here that we should also become a devotees without any duplicity. When we enter this village, we can make that prayer. And that is about Kadiravan. And here we have some pastimes. So we will see Loknath Goswami's Bhajan Kutir also in Kadiravan. So Srila Loknath Goswami is a son of Padmanabha and Srimati Sita Devi. And we know he is born in Bangladesh. So what happens was, when he was a child itself, he was not at all he was a different aloof of this material attachments and, you know, family attachments. So he will actually go to take the shelter of Gaurahari, and then he spends time with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for almost 24 years. Then what happens? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that very soon I'm going to take sannyas, so I will be visiting Vrindavan. So better you go to Vrindavan. As soon as he hears that, Loknath Goswami faints. And then Loknath Goswami, but still he takes the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he will start going to Vrindavan. But in separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the way, he will be visiting various pilgrimage places. Then what happens? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and a news came to him saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India. And then immediately Loknath Goswami will go to South India. There he will be not able to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By that time Mahaprabhu had left. Then he will come to, after he Loknath Goswami went to South India, he comes to know that Mahaprabhu went to Puri again. So again he will go to Puri to meet Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was not there. Then he will get a news saying that Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan. So Loknath Goswami again goes to Vrindavan, you know, fast wants to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there. He gets the news saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Prayag. Then literally he was like almost fainting, and you know, he was feeling so upset. But he thought, tomorrow morning I have to go to Prayag. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in his dream, and he will say that, please, I want you to stay in Vrindavan. Don't even, you know, come to see me. Very soon Rupa, Sanatana, they all will come. I want you to excavate the places, and I want you to spread the mission forward. So then Chaitanya and then Loknath Goswami will stay back, and he actually stayed in Kadiravan for a up until Rupa, Sanatana Goswami, they came. He was the first one actually to go to Vrindavan, who was sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He goes along with his close friend called Bhugarbha Goswami. About Bhugarbha Goswami, it's not much mentioned, but his deities are there in Radha Damodar temple. So then he goes there, and they were at Kadiravan. And one day, what happens is this is Kishori Kund. This is a dear
Kishori.
place of daughter of Rishabhanu, Radharani. And Loknath Goswami used to do bhajan here. And then he has a deity called Radha Vinod. And during the rainy season, he doesn't have any house. He used to sit under a tree and then just do his bhajan. And when there was a rainy season, he would worship Radha Vinod, keeping in the trees that hollow is for a tree, right? So he would keep Radha Vinod there. So now let's see how Radha Vinod deities had come. So when he was staying at Kadiravan, there is a village called Umrao. Then Loknath Goswami visited there, and he was sitting at the Kishori Kund, and then he had a desire to worship Radha and Krishna. As soon as he got that desire, there was one a Brahmin boy, a Brahmana. He just comes and he will place the a bag in his hand. Then when he and immediately the boy left. The boy was not there. Then when he looked at the thing, he had the deity of Radha Vinod. Then he was not like Loknath Goswami was not understanding, like, who is this? Who came? Who gave? He didn't understand. Then the deity only spoke, saying that I am Radha Vinod, and I am waiting in this forest for you since a very long time. You have a desire to worship me, so now you worship me. I'm very hungry. Can you please feed me? Then he was so
Story.
ecstatic, ecstasy of tears will come, and he feels so ecstatic, and he will just go get some roots, some grains, and he will cook a nice feast to Radha Vinod. And he would make fans, because he's a Goswami, he doesn't have any opulent paraphernalia, but with so much love, he would make with feathers he would make fan, and with leaves he would make fan. He would massage the feet of Radha Vinod, and he would take very nice care, and he himself stitched a bag, and he would keep Radha Vinod in that bag, and wherever he goes he would keep the bag, hanging like a necklace. He would carry Radha Vinod in his neck. So he was taking care of Radha Vinod so nicely. And after that, when Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami comes, they will ask Loknath Goswami to come to Vrindavan. Then he left Kadiravan and he moved to Vrindavan. Then now Radha Vinod deity, the original deity, is in Jaipur because of the Mughals' attack. There is a worship, they worship there. But a Pratibhu deity is in Radha Gokulanand temple. If you see the altar of Radha Gokulanand, this is Vijay Govind, and these are the Radha Vinod deities. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur builds this temple, Radha Gokulanand, and then these deities are all there. Every deity has a story, but we will not get into
Are
that.
they called?
Yeah, and these are the deities that are there in Jaipur right now. So then Radha Raman temple has the so many samadhis. If you go to Radha Gokulananda, that is the temple with so many samadhis. And Loknath Goswami samadhi is also there, and his bhajan kutir is there at Kishori Kund. The Vijay Govind deities are Baldev Vidyabhushans. Actually, there was one old other temple. Every deity was worshipped in different temples, but Radha Vinod deity, which was worshipped by Loknath Goswami, that the temple got fell off, it spoiled. So then he brought the deities to Gokulanand temple, and they were worshipping there. And even in Gokula, this is the Gokulanand temple's altar. And here, actually, there is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Govardhan Shila. So Mahaprabhu used to carry, hold that Govardhan Shila, and he would chant. And in ecstasy, the Shila melted, and his thumb impression fell on that, which he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami. And that Shila is in Radha Gokulanand temple. Next time, if you didn't visit, please make sure you go visit and get the blessings. And these are the samadhis that are there. Mataji. Mataji.
I just wanted to say, did we go to Vishaka Sakhi's place, birthplace?
Vishakha Sakhis. I think no, Mataji. I'm sorry, I missed that slide.
Okay, no problem. You go ahead, you show the presentation.
Mataji, maybe I can add it tomorrow and I will show. Somehow I read, but I was I forgot. Sorry, Mataji.
No problem.
Yeah. So then this is the Samadhi of Loknath Goswami. We'll take his blessings. And these are the beautiful deities that are there in.
Oh.
These are the deities that were given by that boy to Radha, to Loknath Goswami. And this is the Jaipur temple. So we have some lessons from Loknath. When we visit Kishori Kund, and because we visited in Kadir one now, is Bhajan Kutir at Kishori Kund. So there are some lessons that we have to learn from Loknath Goswami. That because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Loknath Goswami to go to Vrindavan, he fell at the feet of all Vaishnavas and took their blessings. So this, he's showing us a way that how we have to go to Vrindavan. We have to go to Vrindavan, not just by buying a ticket, but we have to take the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. And actually, I forgot to say one more thing. Loknath Goswami didn't accept any disciples. The only one disciple that he had was Narottam Das Thakur. And that is, I'll just tell one, two lines how he accepted it. He didn't want to, though he's a senior Goswami, he didn't want to accept any disciples. But Narottam Das Thakur was, you know, accepting him as his guru in the mind. Like he, with his heart, he just accepted that Loknath Goswami was my guru. And Loknath Goswami was not allowing anybody to serve him. So every day when Loknath Goswami used to attend the nature's call, by morning, by next day, everything would be clean. He was so surprised, like, who is doing this? Then Loknath Goswami was hiding in the bushes and seeing. Narottam Das Thakur would come and clean every single day. Then Loknath Goswami feels so, you know, so with a heavy heart, he will ask, you are the, you know, son of a king and you were supposed to become the next king. Why are you doing all this? Then Narottam Das Thakur says that, like, you know, how he accepted him as a guru. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself will come in the dream of Loknath Goswami and says to initiate him. Then Loknath Goswami initiates him and he will take him in front of Radha Vinod and he will say, I am offering him to you. So he's your property. So the lesson that we can learn, that we can see here is, he didn't accept disciples as his property. So same with all our parampara, right? So they will offer all of us to Krishna. And Loknath Goswami stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 24 years. And immediately when he was supposed to leave, he left. He didn't show any, he was ready to, though it's painful, he was ready to follow his guru's instructions. So that is one important lesson that we have to see in this. And the last one for the day, Shyamagauri Mataji, maybe you can just say about the village and her Mataji. I also have the book. Shyamagauri Mataji, can you read about Vishakha's village? Or should I read, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji, you can read now.
Yeah. So we went to that, we saw that village Anjanaka, right, where Krishna applies kajal. So there is a village called Kamai, the birthplace of Vishakha Sakhi is also there. Before we start, first we went to Anjanaka, from there we went to Khadirvan. So in between comes this village called Kamai, and she's the amongst the eight gopis. We know that Vishakha is the second. Her behavior, and we have seen that Barsana, around Barsana we have the villages of the Ashtasakhis, right? We have seen Lalita Sakhi, Sudhevi, Rangadevi. Now we have seen Chitra Sakhi, Chiksholi. So now is Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi. She was born almost at the same time as Radhika. And her qualities are similar to Lalita. She wears a dress that looks like the sky full of stars. In other words, she wears a blue garment. We just heard Vrindadevi also wear blue garment. Her bodily complexion is like lightning. Her father is Pavana, who is the son of Mukhara's sister. Mukhara is the grandmother of Radharani. So Vishakha's mother is Jatila's niece named Dakshina. We know Jatila and Kutila are the sister-in-law and mother-in-law of Radharani. So that is about Vishakha Sakhi's village Kamai. And then we come to Chatravan. So here is a funny pastime. You see Madhumangal there, so you must understand it is a funny pastime. So,
Hare Krishna, Mataji is Chatravan. So, like,
Chatra is umbrella.
Yeah, umbrella. Yeah. So also in Vraja Bhasha it's called Chata.
Chhatrabun. Chhatrabun. Chhatrabun.
Yeah, as well, just so Mataji said chatra, right? So that means umbrella. So what is this umbrella? Once what happens is the cowherd boys were playing, and at this place they will crown Krishna as the emperor of Vrindavan. So Krishna says immediately to Madhumangal, he will say, okay, Madhumangal, now announce in whole of Vrindavan that I am the emperor. Go establish my authority. Then Madhumangal will be going and saying like loudly how they announce, oh, Krishna is the emperor of Vrindavan. Now everybody accept, like that he'll be making announcements. Then there is a place called Umrao. Then what happened at that place, in that place, the gopis established, crowned Radharani as the empress. Then they will be seeing this Madhumangal's announcement and immediately they will tie him with the flower ropes and they will bring to this Radharani's place, and they, and Madhumangal will say, why are you tying me? Then they will say, our queen Radharani is only the empress and we don't know any emperors. We don't want to accept any emperors. We don't want to accept any emperors. So they will say, now you go and bring the emperor here right now and let him bow at the feet of Radharani and let your emperor accept the authority of our dear Radharani. Then Madhumangal will say, okay, please give me some laddus. And you know how Madhumangal asks. Madhumangal, then they will say, no, go bring your emperor. Then Madhumangal will go and he will say to Krishna that, you know, Krishna sees like Bhattu. He will call Madhumangal, Bhattu, Bhattu, what happened? Who tied you like this? Then Madhumangal explains everything and Krishna immediately says that, okay, okay, come, let's go. Then Krishna will be going. Then Radharani sees Krishna from a far distance and then she will feel very happy and ecstatic. And Krishna, as they said, they bow down to Radharani. He bows down to Radharani and immediately the Sakis will come and Sakis will take him and put him, keep him. They'll make him sit beside Radharani on the same throne and they will say that Radharani is the empress and Krishna is the emperor of the Vrajabhu, Vraj, Vrindavan. So that pastime took place at this place, Chhatravan or Chaka. So that is
Mataji, Mataji, after that what happens, the Madhumangal is tied up in his like two hands with the flower garland. And Krishna says, oh, you how you guys are, you tied the Brahmana, it's such a big offense. And then Krishna says, then they said, oh, really, and what to do now? They say, make laddus and feed him. So they
that
feed
is a
him.
Krishna Kund pastime, Mataji. We saw on a Krishna Kund. They tie him to a tree. That is at Krishna Kund. We saw it day before yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Mataji, I'm mixing up.
No, that's fine, Mataji. So, yeah, that was at Krishna Kund. That Madhumanga's throne was there at Krishna Kund, remember? We saw.
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah. So, that is about today's Vrajmandal Parikrama. Mataji, can I quickly show some videos if you all have time?
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you. First we'll see Vrindakund. It's 10 minutes, but I will just keep forwarding. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So what? This is very kind. Sakir Anagata Kora, we worship Tulsi.
Mataji, we will see Kishori Kund. That was Vrinda Kund. Ma, this is Radha Gokulanan temple. Because we have discussed, we'll just see the deities once.
Tanya, who was worshipped by Narottam Das Thakur. In the middle, a Pratibhu, or replacement deities of Radha Vinod, worshipped by Lokanath Goswami. Then on the right, a Radha Vijay Govinda, worshipped by Baladev Vijayabhushan. On the lower level is little Gokulananda and Lord Chaitanya's Govardhan Shila. The original Radha Vinod, and now in Jaipur, Gokulananda is a very small deity to his heart, or sometimes to his eyes. Sometimes he would smell it with his nose, and sometimes placed to the left of the main temple is the Samadhi Garden, where a number of very prominent Vaishnavas have been buried. The main samadhi is that of Lokanath Goswami, who, along with Vrugava Goswami, was the first devotee to be sent to Vrindavan by Lord Chaitanya to start the work of uncovering all the lost holy places. Here we see the samadhi of Srila Narottam Das Thakura, the great Gaudiya Vaishnav poet and only disciple of Lokanath. He approached Lokanath for initiation, but was refused. So he then secretly...
Mataji, so that's about today's videos.
Yeah.
Mataji, can you post all the links of today's video in the chat?
Somebody's asking.
Yes, Prabhuji. We will. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
So that's about... I read in a book that Loknath Goswami is Manjulali Manjari in Krishna's pastimes. Like he's
Thank you so book. Much, Mataji. Very, very nice. Very nice presentation.
Thank you, Priti Vilasni, Mataji. Okay, we will see our day 19 tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam.
Namaste. Thank you very much.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam.